Right now we're going to do for you two songs about nuclear power. One of my favorite, unfavorite topics. Yeah. I'm not at all happy to have this topic to talk about and to write about, but as long as it's here, we got to take it on, you know what I mean? Remember We the People? I remember that. I was taught that one time, a long time ago. This first one is called Plutonium is Forever. And it's a slight exaggeration. Plutonium actually only hangs around for about a quarter of a million to half a million years, depending on who you believe. But a little artistic license. One, two, three. Oh, it helps to count off for myself, you know.
Eradication from the earth. Oh, plutonium is forever. Now oil slicks someday will disappear. We'll stop dumping PCBs in a few years. But there is one pollutant that we should really fear. Will it go away? For octopuses, never. It will be here past doomsday. Yes, plutonium is forever. Now carbon monoxide will only steal your breath. Asbestos poisoning give the workers a horrible death. The aerosol and the concorn make sure there's no ozone left. But never. It will be your past doomsday. Yes, plutonium is forever. Now some want the oil company to have to face divestment. Some want the utility to be denied the rate adjustment. But now they're all after plutonium. They think it's such a good investment. Because plutonium is forever. Take it away.
This is WNEW-FM in New York, 102.7 on your dial. We're listening to John Hall live from the Bottom Line.
Just give me the warm power of the sun. Give me the steady flow of the waterfall. Give me the spirit of living things as they return. Just give me the restless power of the wind. Give me the comforting glow of the wood fire. But please take all your atomic poison power away.
Everybody needs some power, I'm told, to shield them from the darkness and the cold. But some may see a way to take control when it's body and soul. I know that my hands are at stake, yours and mine, and our descendants in time. There's so much to gain and so much to lose. Every one of us has to choose. Just give me the love, power of the sun. Give me the steady flow of the waterfall. Give me the spirit of living things as they return to play. Just give me the restless power of the wind. Give me the comforting glow of the wood fire. But please take all your atomic poison power away. First song I ever wrote. Something like that. Yeah. very much, and have a good night.
You're listening to a live broadcast from the Bottom Line. John Hall and the band, they have just exited the stage. One of the things I appreciated a lot about that set was, obviously, John is very closely identified with the anti-nuclear power movement. And rather than, use the stage as a pulpit, he did the two songs, Plutonium is Forever and Power, and really didn't preach, really didn't get up and, force his opinions on you. He just did it musically. Much in the fashion of the Kingston Trio with things like the Merry Minuet, if you were around in the early 60s when they sang songs like that, were kind of done tongue-in-cheek, humorously. But the message was there nonetheless.
Thank you very much.
John's back on stage now for an encore. So we'll go back to the stage for more music from John Hall, live from the Bottom Line.
I think you're the best audience we've had yet on this tour. We've had some good ones. But this takes the cake. New York. All right. Right now we're going to do for you a... big mess of stuff that we fried up. This one, this started off being a Tyrone Davis song. I first heard this tune when I was out making the Waking and Dreaming album in LA a couple of years ago. And we used to hear this Tyrone Davis song all the time on the way back and forth to the studio. Jerry Marotta got so infatuated with the bass line that he used to play it in all the sound checks. As soon as the bass got put down, Jerry would boom, 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 boom. It used to drive me completely nuts. To do a whole lot of wrong, and I don't know where I'd end up if that sweet thing hadn't come along. I said that sweet thing hadn't come along. No more running around for me. I finally settled down, reached the turning point in my life. A girl, she's a woman out of 110. She don't get excited, no, no, by all those slick talking Woodstock men. She taught me to be a whiz around the house, neat as a pin. I used to have a hole in my sock or a hole in my shirt till that sweet thing taught me to mend. It ain't so hard. No more staying, I think, for me. No more narrow escape. But I reached the turning point in my life. I reached the turning point, Lord, 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 my life. I said, I reached the turning point.
take it for a game. Once you have had it, and never, never want to quit now. If you leave me, your sweet kiss and eye on this.
A hand for my band.
You're listening to John Hall live from the Bottom Line over WNEW-FM in New York. And the band has just exited from the stage, followed by John Hall. Interesting choice of oldies from John Hall tonight. Most unexpected to hear Are You Experienced Jimi Hendrix going into the old Norman Petty Not Fade Away. And then, of course, the R&B medley that we heard. the Turning Point and Love is Strange and Oh Happy Day, Edwin Hawkins singer's song. Peaches and Herbs, Love is Strange. A very interesting thing from John Hall, who is Woodstock by way of L.A., almost by way of Detroit in that last medley. John has gone back onto the stage by himself now for an encore, so we'll switch you back for more of John Hall from The Bottom Line.
Thank you very much. I just don't know what to say to that. That's really good. Well, let's not go into that. They're real, real good friends still, and I'm happy for them, they're happy for me, you know what I mean?